Connecticut restaurants have been allowed to open at full capacity for the last few weeks now, and with warmer weather finally here, restaurants in the state are reassuring customers that their facilities are safe. Scott Dulch heads the Connecticut Restaurants Association. He says studies done in Massachusetts and New York show that the vast majority of COVID cases spread in homes and at social gatherings, not restaurants.
What we've seen in Massachusetts with their clusters and even COVID report in the last month of March, only 0.5% of COVID cases were tied back to restaurants, or 0.2% of those were actually clusters. Out of all those over 22,000 cases.
Earlier this week, the CDC said children may be spreading COVID through extracurricular activities. They also warn of more contagious variants becoming the dominant strain and ask that states not ease all safety measures just yet. Dulch says masks and social distancing are required at Connecticut restaurants still.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, Governor Cuomo speaks out on allegations of priority COVID testing for his family. The Suffolk County Police Department is being accused of racial discrimination, and Congressman Lee Zeldin is running for governor.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
Governor Andrew Cuomo commented for the first time on allegations that he gave priority to COVID-19 tests for his family and friends last year when the tests were scarce. Karen DeWitt has more.
Reports in the Washington Post, New York Times, and Albany Times Union detailed accusations that Cuomo gave family members, including his mother and his brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, special access to coronavirus tests at a time when thousands of New Yorkers could not get one. Cuomo did not deny some of the allegations, saying that people who visited him during the early days of the pandemic received testing, but he says he was not closely monitoring the program.
I was not involved in the testing program to that intimate level. People who I would meet with and I would be in exposure with, I was aware they were being tested.
The governor says he can't say more because the allegations are part of an impeachment inquiry that's being conducted by the state assembly. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
A federal judge has granted class action status to Latinos accusing Suffolk County police of racial discrimination. WSHU's Charles Lane reports this opens the door to additional outside oversight.
The advocacy group Latino Justice has had a six-year civil rights lawsuit against the Suffolk County Police Department for what they call biased policing. Police data shows that Latinos are stopped and searched more often than white drivers. The department recently banned officers from searching drivers without probable cause. However, that doesn't go far enough, according to Atara Miller, a lawyer representing several of the plaintiffs. She says an independent monitor is necessary.
Something that is going to be able to have access to the data and ensure that there is continued compliance and steps toward progress.
Miller says while much of the scrutiny is on Suffolk, she doesn't think Nassau County is any better. However, unlike Suffolk, she says, getting data out of Nassau County Police Department is much more difficult. Charles Lynn, WSHU News.
Congressman Lee Zeldin says to save New York, Cuomo's got to go. More on that in just a bit, but first headlines and a message from C19 supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that.
All residents in our region over 16 are eligible for the vaccine.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
Nassau County Executive Laura Curran has asked the federal government to provide $85 million from President Joe Biden's infrastructure bill to expand veterans' health services at Nassau University Medical Center. Curran says the hospital could serve as an important satellite for Nassau County veterans. Curran says the federal money would also be used to create an adult daycare program for veterans. The state public benefit company that operates the hospital, New Health, has struggled with large annual operating deficits. Connecticut regulators have rejected a proposal from Eversource and United Illuminating to begin disconnecting service to customers with unpaid bills. The decision was made after they reviewed customer phone calls that showed the companies failed to provide sufficient information regarding options for payment plans. The Public Utilities Regulatory Authority says providers cannot reapply for regulatory approval until after Governor Ned Lamont's declaration of a state emergency expires or when the winter protection period ends on May 1st. The state's utility regulator ordered that the providers must make sure that sufficient customer resources and protections are implemented before resuming disconnections. Republican U.S. Congressman Lee Zeldin of Eastern Long Island says he wants to challenge the embattled incumbent, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, for governor of New York in 2022. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports.
Investigations are underway about Cuomo's policies on nursing homes during the pandemic, sexual harassment allegations, and coronavirus testing privileges for the Cuomo family, among other issues. The Zeldin campaign released an official announcement video blasting Cuomo for even considering re-election.
To save New York, Cuomo's gotta go. It's time for new leadership. It's time for Lee Zeldin.
Zeldin grabbed national headlines as an ally of former President Donald Trump. He was on his legal defense team during his impeachment hearings. The 41-year-old Republican touts himself as a suburban family man from Shirley, a veteran of the Iraq War and lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve, and a steward of the environment, even though he sided with GOP rollbacks of Obama-era environmental protections. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
Here at WSHU, we think local news is important, and we're glad you think it's important too. Thank you for your support, and thank you for sharing our podcast with your friends.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.